Master
Gordon. Young Diego Red, the Underworld Rebellion, the Rebel Entity, Hectic Soprano, the West Coast, there's LA and there's the Bay, I'm from the middle of both.
All I think about is getting money, getting paid. All I think about is getting money, getting paid.
Straight up.
All I think about is getting money, getting paid. Getting money, getting paid. Let me count the ways.
Now this is a story that you may relate to. The year was 93, West Fresno, the venue. He stood 5'7", a handsome young gent. Would've had 100 girls if it wasn't for pocket lint. And the same dirty Nikes he wore on the first day of school months ago, he got for his birthday. Woke every morning, gave him a toothbrush. But day to day wear and tear on him was too much. You think girls that age would just look past that. But they had cable shit, so he got laughed at. His mama worked overtime, still short on a light bill. He used to sit and dream behind some brand new nights feel. One day while daydreaming though, he heard a horn blow. That horn would change his life, would follow his combo with a friend he went to school with. They was the same age. He poured out a stack and said, nigga, I'm done paid. This yesterday's money. Look what I done made. I don't work a fry machine like a Ronald McDonald's slave. Yeah, this car's mine. I know it's primer than Dewey Green. But 2 weeks of this, and I'ma be stupid clean. In his hand, he had a little rock. I don't mean Arkansas. $20 a pop, hey nigga, don't go walking off. Look like the shoe fairy ain't paid you no visits. And I know you wanna eat, so my nigga, what is it? They slid off in the sunset, blowing some perk. And he said, cause you my nigga, I'ma front you some work. They hit another corner, and he slid him back to the block where the dealers and the fiends was at. That's where he kicked, pushed, kicked, pushed, kicked, pushed. And posted on any open curb. Got money non-stop on the first and third. I said he kicked, push, yeah, kicked, push, kicked, push, kicked, yeah. Then he posted in any open spot. Put his work in the stash for approaching cops.
A few weeks go past, still on the app, more cash. Now them little girls saying he don't look so bad. He missed class, maybe math, soon half of his schedule. Barely went to gym, soon after that, shit never go. A burly like he was, though his mama, she'll never know. That book bag ain't seen a book but dummy residue from dope. First on the curb daily, he need an open sign. Things came from everywhere, it's looking like a checkout line. All doing breakfast time. Police get their hands on him, they gon' give him Texas time. But that's fine, he'll ever have new kicks. He went from getting none to fucking like he had two dicks. Young and ruthless from a smoker, bought his first gun. The homie said, you getting money, nigga, you gon' need one. Had an older bitch with her own shit, he used to crash there. A block away from the spot, sometimes he used to stash there. But she was fucking with a nigga from another hood. She bragged about how he pushed that salt and pepper, pushed it real good. And one night, after him and her fight, she made a call which takes us back to that horn that changed his life. He was posted on the curb. His normal routine, a slow night, unusual, just one or two fiends. A car pulls up and that familiar horn blows. He walks out in the street, opens the car door. A gun goes off and a little nigga falls. See, the nigga he went to school with wasn't his friend at all. He was from another hood, that bitch was his twerk. Plus he never got paid after fronting that work. That's where he kicked, pushed, kicked, pushed, kicked, pushed, kicked. And posted on any open curb, got money non-stop on the first and third. I said he kicked, push, yeah, kick, push, kick, push, kicked, yeah. Then he posted in any open spot, put his work in the stash for approaching cops.